you might get up in the morning and you can't see across the road, what would you say about that? What kind of day was it? You can't even see across the road.
Foggy day.
Okay. If you've had a couple of weeks without rain, you call that a what? No rain.
Drought.
The wind's been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger. You say it's doing what?
It's getting windy.
If it's just the opposite, the wind has been strong, it's getting weaker, what would you say?
It's not as windy.
If you come out on a cold morning in the winter and the air seems to go right through you, you'd say it's what kind of morning?
It's a chilly morning.
If there's a white coating on the ground in the morning, you'd say that you'd have what?
Snow or frost.
Okay. If it was so cold last night, the lake did what?
Froze over.
If it gets much colder tonight, the pond might?
Freeze.
What do you call room used for special occasions? Just in a house, what would you call it? Where would you mostly have special occasions? They use the whole house, probably.
Living room.
Yeah. When something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say someone
when something is cooking,
mm-hmm.
It makes a good impression on it.
Yeah, and you just really like the just what it if you can just there's a real aroma. You're really it's got
really smells good.
What is it that you can crush the cane and boil the juice and you make what? You sometimes put it on top of, some people put it on top of pancakes and things besides syrup.
Crush the cane and now that's molasses.
And what's the difference between molasses and syrup? Do you have an answer?
I don't know whether there's any. One might be slightly fermented, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Both sweet.
Okay.
High in vitamin B.
Would you say that molasses would be thick?
It's thicker. Syrup is more watered down. That's right.
If something is not if it's not imitation, then it would be
the real thing.
Okay. Then it would be, very genuine.
Genuine.
We've already talked about jelly, too. Okay. If it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of...
those.
Or suppose you were identifying a certain group, you'd say it wasn't these boys, it was...
them.
Okay. If you're pointing up to a tree a way off, you might say it's...
over there.
If you have a lot of peach trees, you have what? What do you call this? The
orchards.
When somebody was a boy, his father was poor, but next door was a boy. Whose father was not poor, so what would his father be? He was
rich.
What do you find inside of a cherry, the part that you don't
a
eat?
A pit.
Inside of a peach?
A pit.
Kind of a peach where the flesh is tight against the stone.
A kind of a peach where
the
flesh,
kind of
that's a cling.
Yeah.